In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned at the beginning of Holy Mass, we're celebrating today the solemnity of Our Lady of Refuge. And Our Lady title of Our Lady is a special patroness of our Franciscan sisters here who stay with us here at the shrine. She's the patroness of their institute. And I was reading, she's also the patroness of many parts of Mexico and California as well. And this devotion has links also to the shrine of Our Lady of Montserrat in Spain. And there's an image in the back of the church by the holy water font of Our Lady of Refuge. And of course, this title is so beautiful for us to reflect upon today on this 4th of July, that Our Lady is our refuge. She's our refuge in times of trial, in times of difficulty, through all stages of our life, and especially in temptation. And when we have fallen into sin, she is the refuge of sinners, to grant us that courage to return to her Son by going to confession, to not be afraid, to give us all the graces we need in order to return to her Son. And so beautifully, this title also is very much linked to Our Lady of Fatima. Our Lady told Lucia, "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge." That Our Lady is our refuge amidst the storms of this world, the godlessness, the rejection of all that is holy and good, the rejection of all that is sacred. How do we keep ourselves from not being contaminated by these sentiments? It is through Our Lady. She is our refuge. We run to her. We place ourselves under her mantle, under protection, that we don't allow ourselves in any way to become infected by the godlessness and mentality of this world, but that we remain faithful to her Son, faithful till death, and that we persevere courageously in following Christ. No matter what the rest of the world does, no matter what everyone else around me does, that I will be faithful to Christ and Mary will be my refuge. Of course, we see so beautifully the proof and example of this of St. John, the apostle, when all the other apostles fled in fear of being persecuted or being put to death when Jesus was crucified. John was there alone amongst the apostles at the foot of the cross with Mary, and the Fathers of the Church relate that it was Mary that gave John, our Blessed Mother, that gave John that courage not to flee in fear, but to stand courageously in that hour of our Lord's supreme sacrifice on the cross. And as I mentioned, Our Lady is our refuge. And so beautifully at Fatima, Our Lady said that to Lucia, "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge," that we must place ourselves, our families, our children, our society and our country in the safe refuge of Our Lady, who will protect us and help us on that path in following her Son. And of course, today, we must mention, is the first Saturday of the month of July. And I always think it's important to remind ourselves what Our Lady actually promised for the first Saturday devotion. Our Lady said, "I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation, all those who, in order to make reparation to me, on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months, go to confession, receive Holy Communion, pray 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for a quarter of an hour, meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary." So Our Lady is saying that, what do we have to do to fulfill this devotion? To go to confession, and the confession can be before or after this day, up to 7 days. To receive Holy Communion, which is necessary on this day, for the intention of making reparation to the offenses of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. To pray to pray a decade of the rosary, to pray, to pray 5 decades of the rosary, and to meditate for 15 minutes on one or several of the mysteries of the rosary. And Our Lady promises to assist at the hour of death the graces necessary for our salvation. Our Lady is promising us heaven if we fulfill this devotion, the graces necessary for salvation. So great is the promise of this devotion. It's promising us heaven. So important is this devotion that Our Lady promises to assist us at the hour of death. And we are always taught by the saints and the fathers of the church that that hour is the hour that the devil will try to make us despair, to lose hope in God's mercy, to despair. And Our Lady will be with us and assist us at that hour to give us confidence and trust in God's mercy and her assistance. So important is this devotion to the five first Saturdays of the month. I just want to mention as a side note, today we're not celebrating it, is of course also the feast day of St. Elizabeth of Portugal. She was the Queen of Portugal, and she is was a Third Order Franciscan, and she's a special patronage of those who are having difficulties in marriage. And I always recommend those who are having difficulties in marriage to pray to St. Elizabeth of Portugal, because she suffered greatly in her marriage. Her husband was the king, and he was unfaithful. Not only was he unfaithful, but he brought the mistress into the castle and had children by her. And he and all the servants of the castle would always mock and make fun of Elizabeth. But Elizabeth, in this suffering, she never gave up. She persevered. She prayed for her husband's conversion. And on his deathbed, he returned to the church. He repented and acknowledged all the wrong he had done to his wife and asked her forgiveness. And it was through her prayers that we see that he was saved. Through her prayers and her suffering, that her husband was saved. That's all she cared about, that the king would repent and return to God. And he did on his deathbed. And also today is also, is the feast day of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, and he's a great patron for our youth. He was a young man who died at 24, and he was a heroic in defending the teachings of the church and promoting the teachings of the church through literature and other means. And we can lift him up today for our youth and for us and defending those same teachings of the church. When we see those teachings so attacked in our time, that we have a duty. As a bishop I was reading yesterday, Catholics have a duty to defend the teachings of the church, especially the sanctity of marriage as instituted by God between one man and one woman, that Catholics have a duty to fight against the abomination of gay marriage and to defend the teaching of Christ in the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. And we especially pray today for our nation on its days of independence, that Our Lady may place our country under her mantle, who she is the patroness of the Immaculate Conception, and bring this nation back to her Son, that we experience that true freedom that only comes from freedom from sin and living our life according to the will of God in following his Son, Jesus Christ. May Our Lady of Refuge truly be our refuge, and may we turn to her in all the trials and difficulties of life to be our safe refuge, that we may persevere in following her Son, Jesus Christ, and that she may bring us safely on that day to heaven to be with him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.